The loss of Aaron Ramsey is critical. Critical.
Do they beat Portugal?
No, I can't see it without Aaron Ramsey.
Did they beat Portugal?
Well, I wouldn't bet against that. What we saw today was such a complete team performance. You know, everyone works for each other. I mean,
have Portugal looked like, we talked about momentum, and David was talking about momentum just before there. Have Portugal got that momentum, that spirit?
To take it to penalties. Yeah, I just, with Bale, Ramsey and Allen playing, then you've got the nucleus, the raw skill, if you like, in that Wales side. You know, Kanu up front put a shift in. You know, he created a wonderful goal. Ramsey was the one who supplied him with the ball. True. Ramsey was so influential on the 3-0 win over.
You could see it in his face, couldn't you? When he got that yellow card, you could see it in his face.
The best thing was, though, he didn't lose his head.
Aaron Ramsey is the co-star for Gareth Bale. I think he's performed better than De Bruyne.
I think Gareth Bale had 10 co-stars today, to be very honest. I think every one of his teammates did what was asked from them. You know, the moment Joe Allen and Ramsey got the ball and they chipped the ball to Robson Kanu, he kept the ball, and it's not easy. When your team is under pressure and you have to keep shifting, looking at the ball, where the ball is. And the moment they got the ball, he was the outlet and he kept the ball and brought everyone in. Taylor, Gunter was so good today.
Were all the stars in defence today?
Mm. It's not easy. When we went the other side, when Belgium were conceding corners, it was so easy. Markers were left. People were having free headers. That wasn't the case against Wales.
Let's just come back to the consistency issue, because we talked about this side who've hardly changed. Mm-hmm. They've hardly changed. Now, you said it's because of the personnel that's available to Chris Coleman.
Yeah, and this is the problem going into the Portugal game once you lose Aaron Ramsey.
True.
You know, if you go back 5-6 games ago, I know there are friendlies, but Aaron Ramsey, Gareth Bale weren't playing. They had a number of players in that squad that aren't in the actual finishing squad now, in this final squad. So, again, Chris Coleman's going to have to tinker with something in order to fill that gap, because they are the regular starting lineup.
But isn't that the way you should be doing it as a coach? Well, rather than the way Roy Hodgson was doing it, which was...
With all due respect to Chris Coleman, I don't think there was any question marks over the eventual 23, whereas Roy Hodgson, there was question marks over the ones added, the likes of Wiltshire, as opposed to Drinkwater, because England have more at their disposal. Wales don't have that depth of quality.
The absence of two defenders cost Belgium the match. Very valid point, very, very valid point, wasn't it? Without Vertonghen, without Vermaelen, and of course, company who didn't even make this tournament, was vital.
Yeah, and it showed in those two goals. You know, those Vertonghen and Vermaelen, you would imagine, even with Wales' game plan, that they're good enough to deal with the long ball over the top for Ramsey. Mm-hmm. But they were a mess.
Williams doesn't score, does he? If any of those three, or a combination of those three.
Well, they put Flaney on, and Sonny was saying, you know, they put Flaney on to mark at corners. Mm-hmm. And the problem was that Flaney, obviously, with Coleman's class in his setup for the corners, the fact that Belgium are going to mark so tight, and then that confusion goes ahead. They bring on Fellaini, and they don't need Fellaini in midfield, Belgium side. So, in fact, because of their corners, Belgium had to change their whole team, essentially, the way that team plays, because Fellaini isn't the guy you want in the middle of the park when you want to be passing around.
We talked about Nyangelin scoring that goal, all right, and we said that you can't do anything about that. It went. Yeah. But to get a goal back was so easy for Wales. If Wales don't score then, things would have been different. That gave them the confidence. You saw what it meant to all the players, and that goal was so easy. In a corner, you're 1-0 up and nobody marks. The one center defender who comes for headers. Mm-hmm. The first guy you mark on your dressing room, you know what? Two center backs, okay, number 9, yours, number 8, yours. The main guys, and he's not marked, free header once, again in the second, third corner again. So that tells you defensively they were not the same without the two players.
You asked quite an important question at the beginning of the show when you asked Sonal about that day extra.
Yeah.
And everyone associates a day extra with a day of rest, an extra day of rest. Mm-hmm. But what it also does, it gives you an extra day to train.
Right.
And for Belgium to have one day less to actually practice from corners, to practice general shape and whatever. The fact they didn't train last night on the pitch. All these have little influences on the performance. Mm. But today it made a massive difference.